Welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, we continue with Zechor Miriam from the Chofetz Chaim, Shir number 59 in Perek Yudalad, discussing Eitzeli Notzim on Gehenim, suggestions on how to save yourself from Gehenim. Previously, the Chofetz Chaim mentioned that there's perhaps one of two reasons why people do Averis. Number one, a person doesn't have a fear, a pachad from Gehenim. Number two, he doesn't think that it's a mitzvah of Hashem, that he has to do a mitzvah of Hashem. And therefore, he either speaks Lashon Hara, or he does whatever he wants to do. He doesn't think it's a mitzvah. Let's discuss a few facts about Gehenim that the Chofetz Chaim brings down over here. Number one, the Eish of Gehenim, the fire of Gehenim, is 60 times greater than our fire we have here in this world. And that's by the Mado Rishon, that's by the first level. 60 times greater than our fire on the first level of Gehenim. The Ramban tells us that one moment of Gehenim is Kasha Yosem Yisuri Iyav, that one moment of Gehenim is more difficult than the suffering of Iyav. All of Iyav's suffering, all of his life, not just one time of Iyav's suffering, all of his suffering, you combine it all together, and you can take one moment of Gehenim, one moment of Gehenim is worse. And who knows? How much person's zman, his time, will be nigzer on him in the Bezen Shemayla to be in Gehenim. And even if a person was punished with Gehenim, but his he couldn't take it all, so he was called Sanavshoy, Hashem will bring him back to life to suffer more if he so needs to do so. Until all of his averus, his chatoim, will be cleansed like a washing machine. You take something out of the washing machine that's still dirty, you put it back in the washing machine. You add more bleach, you put the hot water on, you use elbow grease to scrub it out. If the neshama needs more, it goes back for more. So therefore, says the Chofetz Chaim, it's one of these two reasons, Mistama. Oisha Yetzahara, Maksha es Ruchoi. Either the Yetzahara hardens the person's heart like Paramelech Mitzrayim, that a person shouldn't contemplate, shouldn't be thinking what's going to be the end of his nefesh and ruach. Kishlo yaseh tshuva, when the person doesn't do tshuva, v'lo yachush klal lo einu shel Gehenim, he doesn't care and think and contemplate that what's going to be the punishment of Gehenim. V'lo yertzeh lizbanyalov, he doesn't want to think and contemplate that that's the truth, it's a reality. There is such a thing called Gehenim. Or she'ein emaymin shehi mitzvas Hashem, or a person doesn't think that whatever he is not doing properly, Hashem says he has to do it. It's a mitzvah Hashem says to do. And therefore, he thinks he won't have to give a din v'cheshbon, a counting and a calculation and an explanation for why he didn't do what he should have done or why he violated what he should not have done. This is the Chofetz Chaim's suggestion of one of these two reasons why a person does avera. So we have to understand Gehenim is real. Gehenim is real. And when we realize Gehenim is real, and then we realize, internalize, Hashem gave us mitzvahs to do. We have to know what the mitzvahs are. That means we have to learn Torah. And we have to make sure that every single part, every single detail of the mitzvah is fulfilled properly.